then they did not have the indwelling Spirit of God. And so God had set up a whole arrangement of things for them. You had, for example, the ark was the central furniture in the earthly sanctuary. And the ark speaks to us. It is the shadow, type and shadow of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we see, first of all, the ark was made of shittim wood, which is a fragrant wood, which brings out the humanity of Christ. Fragrant because in his humanity, he pleased God in every way, and God was well pleased. There he displayed his moral glories. We spoke about that this morning. His walk and his ways. And then we have, it was overlaid with pure gold, which speaks of the divine righteousness and divine glory. We have that in the pure gold. And then we have the mercy seat, which was on the ark, which speaks of the death of Christ. And the death of Christ, which is it is the divine glory and the divine righteousness of the effect of the death of Christ. And so we have all of this as a shadow of Christ, of the Lord Jesus. And in order to have a people separated unto himself, a people who would serve him, who would learn to serve him on this earth, God has set up judgments and statutes and ordinances within a special culture to keep his earthly people separated from other people unto himself. Because they were not like the other people. They were different. And God established this so that he could keep them separate unto himself. And so we have first, in Exodus 24 and verse 2, we have the law. Verse 12 rather. We have the law. God gave them the law, the Ten Commandments. And then he gave them the temple worship and the sacrifices and feasts related to the temple worship. And these were all tangible things, things that they could do and things that they could feel. Because they were an earthly people and they needed this to keep them to follow the Lord. And with the temple worship and the feasts, etc., we had the Sabbath. In Exodus 31, verses 13 to 17, we read about the Sabbath. And the Sabbath was a sign of the covenant that God had with Israel. But this they had to keep, because it reminded them and kept before them that there was a covenant between them and God. And then we go to, then he had circumcision in Genesis chapter 17 and verse 10. And circumcision was a token of the covenant between Abraham and God. The covenant that God had made with Abraham, which has come down to the Israelites. And the circumcision was therefore a token of that covenant which was made. We had dietary laws in Leviticus chapter 1 verses 1 and 2. And this brings out, as we look at the spiritual aspect of it, you have the clean animals and unclean animals, all bringing out what God delighted in. But then it was dietary laws which also kept these people separate from the others. Whereas other people could eat things that were unclean, and they did eat them, and yet Israel could not do these things. And of course, after that, we had tithing, which we have in Deuteronomy 12, 4 to 6. And we had a hierarchy of priesthood. We had the high priest, we had the priests, then we had those who served, the Levites, and all of these we have in Exodus 28 and 29. These were part of the earthly sanctuary. Aaron and his sons, and in the priesthood you had their robes, very beautiful robes for beauty and glory. They had the robe, the ephod, the crown. You had the mitre. They had the stick that they used. All of these were given as a part of their sanctuary. And then you had musical instruments in 1 Chronicles 15 verses 1. 1 Chronicles 15 and verse 16. And in Psalm 47 and in Psalm 149 you have the clapping of hands, the music, the dancing. All of these were given in the earthly sanctuary. So that the people of God, it was a culture that God had given to them, which kept them close to God and kept them separate from the other people. And because they did not have the indwelling Spirit of God, they are an earthly people, and so they were given these things. But now, Christ has come. Christ has come. When he came into this world, he was God's dwelling place. The temple of God then, God up to a point was still recognized, but the Spirit, the glory of God had departed from that temple from the time of Ezekiel. It had departed because Israel, all that God had given them, they were not keeping it. And so the glory of God had departed. Yet God kept it and still recognized it because he had coming, he had anticipated the coming of the Lord Jesus. And when the Lord Jesus came, if we remember, Simeon and Anna in the temple, they were waiting for his coming. And they exulted when they saw the child. Simeon said, "Lord, lettest thou thy servant depart in peace, for mine eyes have seen thy salvation, a light to lighten the Gentiles and the glory of thy people, Israel." He was looking forward to the coming. And so were many of those who were waiting for this. There were others who were not. But Simeon and others were. But when the Lord Jesus came, after a while, when he went to the temple and he had to cleanse the temple, he said, "You have made my father's house a den of thieves." And then he said unto them, "Destroy this temple, and I will rebuild it or raise it up in 3 days. And there, he was not talking about that temple. He was talking about his body. Because he was now on earth, the temple of God. This was God's dwelling place on earth. Yes. In Colossians we read, Colossians 2 verse 19, that the fullness of the Godhead was pleased to dwell in him bodily. And this brings out the whole thought that he, the Lord Jesus, he was God's temple here on earth.